Thank you, praise team. When I take this thing and I walk down, it's like the guy in John who was lying at the bath of the pool of Bethesda. Jesus says, take your stuff and get up and walk. So every week I take my stuff and I get up and I walk. I got a little video for you as an introduction to where I'm going, and then I'll talk a little bit, and then we'll do the first verse that I'll read, and then I'll preach a little bit and do the second verse, and I'll preach a little bit, and then we'll do the third verse. But a little video, it's a little bit of music. Listen to the words. It's all about the words.
Je t'aime, te amo, ya ti via liu liu.
Go listen on YouTube. It's Sandy Patty, Love in Any Language. Very old song. I'm going to talk about love. But I want to talk about love in a different way. I want to talk about love as changing the vertical into the horizontal. So let me explain what I mean with that. The vertical for most of us is really easy. The relationship between myself and Christ. Very easy, the commitment, the devotion. But the horizontal really is where the rubber hits the road, because this is where it turns into, from commitment, action. And what changes the commitment into action is how we take this love, and love becomes more than a word. Because sometimes I think we kind of get it wrong. And we want to put all of this, we substitute this action, and we substitute it with this commitment, and we think that if I believe in what I think, that I believe that that is right, that everything is right, that I'm good with God, and that's true, and that's fine. But here's the thing. When we look at Jesus, when we look at Jesus' life, and the way that Jesus lived in this world, the commitment was huge. He was always taking time to be with his Father. He was always taking time to be quiet. But that was just to recharge the batteries. Because when he took time to be with his Father, and all of this relationship happened, that relationship was put into action into the lives of people. He didn't just talk. He really walked. He walked the walk and put that devotion into motion. So maybe we should stop calling ourselves believers. Maybe we should start calling ourselves doers. Doing what God asks. And to help us with that, I'm going to talk about this love thing. And this is written by a man who knew all about putting the motions into action. A man called Paul. I mean, Paul was this man who started from Jerusalem and went throughout the known world of that time, started churches all over, went back, wrote to them, and then he writes to them in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that you know so well. Do not be fooled because you know it well. Do not be contemptuous of the word of God. Listen carefully. Paul says, if I speak in the tongues of people, or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Let me explain. So Paul says, this is what I can do. I can go learn so many languages that I can say the Lord's Prayer in 10 different languages. I can go learn all these languages and be able to speak, and people are stunned because, wow, listen to him. He can do this in all of the languages, can speak to me in my own language, and I like trying to do that. Sí, señor. He says, I can even go so far as to pray God to give me a heavenly language, which he speaks about in chapter 12 and in chapter 14. He says, but here's the thing. When I do all of this stuff, it's actually only about one thing. It's about me. So I can say, look at me. Look how wonderful I am. Look at what I can do. And that's great, and that's cool, and that's dandy. But if that ability that I have does not translate into love, all I am is a noisemaker. Because love is an action word. Love is always others oriented. Love doesn't say me first and then you. Love says, you are the most important person. And how can I give of myself to show you that I love you? So that goes to the second part of love. Love is also action-oriented. We see it so often in this world, and when you watch these silly things on TV, these reality shows, always when they're going to hurt someone the most, what is the first thing they say? I love you. That's not how love works. The action of love says, when I say these words, I love you, and it's become a stupid word for many people, it's just, I love you, it's like saying hello, it's like saying goodbye. When you use the word I love you, think for a moment what it means. It means I will serve you. It means I will put you number one. It means I will care for you. It means I will take the back burner and put you on the most important place and make you number one and take care of you. It's servant-oriented. It's action-oriented. It's others-oriented. It's doing-oriented. So speak as many tongues as you want and just say I love you, but if you don't do I love you, you're making a lot of noise. That's why Paul in chapter 14 can say, you know, I spoke in chapter 12 of all these gifts. Now I told you the most important gift, chapter 13, love. And then 14 he says, so if you speak in tongues, and if you speak these wonderful heavenly voices, but there is no one to interpret that, keep quiet in the congregation. Because then it's all about you. And love is not about you. Love is to see God in action, in your action. Not just in your words. It's Paul saying that's not me. So don't be mad at me. Second, Paul says, if I have the gift of prophecy, and if I can fathom all mysteries, and I have all knowledge. You know, I've walked into that oftentimes where people just know it all. You know, I'm struggling. But, oh, I have a verse for that. I've done this. Oh, yeah, I have a verse for you for that. Holy smokes, has that hurt a lot of people? You know, those Bible wonder people, when I say John 11, they say Lazarus. When the pastor says John 13, they'll say foot washing. When the pastor says Revelation 14, they'll say, now they're all quiet. They don't want to say a word. 144,000. When the pastor says Hosea 14, they say, is that even a book in the Bible? Paul says I can have all of the knowledge. But if it's all about knowledge, and just to know it all I am is a know-it-all. Because that knowledge needs to turn into something else. Look, he says, and even if I have with that knowledge all the faith that can move mountains, but I don't have the most important thing of all of that action thing called love, I am a wise man. I am a prophet? No, I am a nothing. That's hard. That's hard. He says, even if my faith is so strong and my relationship with God, vertical, is so wonderful that it feels like I can go out there, go take those Rocky Mountains, move them to another place, bring them to Ontario so you can ski in Ontario. If that does not translate into a horizontal where I am prepared to get into the lives of people, where I am prepared to break my life and say, I will serve you, Peter Gowdy. I will become a servant of Christ to you when you are in need, and I will love you with all I have. He says, forget the mountains you're moving. God wants you to move lives and hearts. That's what you need to move. If you don't, you're nothing. I'm not saying that. Paul is saying that. Let me finish. Go to the third verse for me, please, Grace. If I give all I possess to the poor, and I give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. So what is he saying? He says, so I can do this for me again. I can say, look how wonderful I am. I gave everything I have to the poor. Isn't that good, Lord? I'm fine, right? And he says, I can go a little further. I can say, okay, I'll sell myself into slavery, and when I get that money, I'll give that away too. And I can say, wow, look at me. But if I don't get into the messiness of this world, into the messiness and the brokenness of this world, and start taking care of those who are broken and hurt and messy and struggling, it's worthless. Because that's how love works. Love says, where's the mess? Put me in the mess, Lord. Where's the mud? Put me in the mud, Lord. So that when I'm in that mud, I can look at my brother and my sisters who's in the mud with me, and I can say, we're in a muddy place. But let me tell you about Jesus, who gets us out of that muddy place. And I can take their hand and walk with them. Where does this come from? It comes from what God did. When I ask you this morning, what's the most important thing that you know about God that makes you happy? It's not that you know that God is hope, and God is holy, and God is great, and God sits in heaven. That's cool. What's the most important thing that makes me happy? That God sent his Son into this world and said, I love you with action. When God's Son came into this world, he said, I love you, and he put it in action. You saw it in action this morning. Bread. And he says, I love you. That's what we sing about. That's what we pray about. That's what we rejoice about. We're not here to make a point. We're here to make a difference. When we make a difference is when we start loving like God loves. In action, others, in servanthood. So the challenge is, will you go love? Will you change the vertical into the horizontal? You might not have to quit your job to do that, but you might have to quit some other things that keep you away from loving. You might have to change a few of your things in your life. You might have to get out of the box and go think outside the box of where God wants you to be. You might want to say, I don't know where to do that. Well, it's easy. Go pray and ask God to show you where he wants this heart to go and where he wants to touch this world. I said to Gregory this morning, I need you to come meet with me this week because I know Gregory's heart is, I want to serve. I want to serve God. And I said, come talk to me this week so that we can talk strategy for Central. Strategy of where we're going to put this love in action. Where are we going to do the walk for whatever? Where are we going to do the build for whatever? Where are we going to do the change for whatever? Where are we going to dream the dream that God dreams for us, where he says, I'll let you speak. I'll let you know. I'll let you experience all these things, but I want you to do the most important thing. Thank you for being in this relationship with me. That's great. Now go do this in the world and go and love. So pray with me that as God challenges us to love, that God shows us where to love and takes us out of our comfort zones and shows us places to put love into action. Amen. Pray with me.